Just maybe to ask the secretary to record the apologies of Mr. Adams and myself for the present and the deal on the study track.
Thank you very much. I
agree. Lady Boss.
Any other comments? Any believe that the chair section is left of the physical and his ethnicity, the second person, the second of the family, the second of the family, on the same thing.
Yes, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Assistant Katana, maybe if the Secretary can give us some light on when the Department of Transport will have the budget vote, because I see in the column is waiting for the tape. Because I see it's coming to give us an annual report. Won't they be ready then to also do a briefing on the strategic plan and budget vote?
Thank you.
Good one.
The concept of Nikkei remains critical when South Africans are perceived as key role players, and that is not the case because the principles of Nikkei state clearly that all role players are equal. I don't quite understand that, and it's perhaps we could be compared to provide in what's actually meant in that paragraph.
That was on the recommendation of what the High Commission has informed us Sunday evening, that Kenyans perceive South Africans to be the key role players, and they, according to the Kenyans, all role players are equal in Nikkei, and there's the perception from South Africa that South Africa is a key role player in Nikkei. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's recording, but it's not giving a sound. I'm as loud as I am without it. The last page, page 9 on the findings. I think the whole document really has to be perused by someone other than the author, because now we say that South African democracy, as near as it is far much better. You know, the English is not quite what it should be, and I'm not criticizing because I know it's not everybody's first language. But the more important thing is the second sentence says South Africa depends on its own revenue, while Kenya depends on conditional grants they receive from European countries such as the United Nations. Now that's the contradiction in terms. The United Nations isn't a European country, it's an organization, a world organization. So maybe from European countries and the United Nations. But I wasn't there, so I don't really know what the truth is, but reading it doesn't make sense at all.
Once I agree with the Honourable Watson, I think it's already creative to say that Kenya depends on conditional grants received from European countries and the United Nations, because the United Nations plays a key role, and a critical role in terms of the United Nations Habitat for Housing and Habitat for Humankind, and all that. They play a key role. So I would say European countries and the United Nations.
Yeah, I mean, I've read this document a couple of times. I think it is quite a problem with spelling and grammar. And some of the sentences actually don't make sense because, you know, they're phrased in such a way that they contradict you, and what's Watson's points are one of the Watson's. I think some of the facts really need to be challenged as well. I mean, if you look at page 4, it's news to me that 80% of Kenya is allocated to the golf courses. I mean, I can't believe that's okay. Yeah. Maybe 0.8%, but I mean, you know, that cannot be honest. And imagine the country which 80% of which is golf courses. I wonder where the people live, so the other 20%. So, I mean, facts like that really, you know, detract from the value of the country. You just need to get the basic facts right as well as just, you know, tightening up the energy brand a little bit too.
I think we go to the program, right? be looking at it under the report of the committee now.
It's quite understandable that the chairperson of this committee, like all of us, have other duties, and one of those duties is in our provinces, and I believe that he voted the state of the nation addressed by the Premier and also partaking in the debate. So it's quite understandable that the chairperson is here. But when it comes to reports like an international visit, and even the budget, and even the report of the committee for the year. Now we are now loading a responsibility on the secretary of the committee. That's not fair. The chairman should be the author of all these reports and should have scrutinized and gone through them. Should be here to answer questions from the floor. That's not fair to ask the committee secretary to answer questions when she has an administrative. And I really think that we should find a slot. We are going to reconsider the overseas trip to Sumia, and I think that we must put the overview of the committee and the budget also in the same slot. When the chairperson is personally here to comment on the actions that have been taken through the year and the plans for the future. I think there's nothing wrong with this program. We also have inputs. And most of it is logic. but as I say, I think for the others, I find it difficult to comment when the chair is not there.
Thank you, Honorable.
Any
other suggestion?
Yeah, I think we should just on the 17th of October, and it says here in attendance, Mr. Tao Chairperson, but then summary proceedings was that Mr. Nana was appointed as an acting chairperson. You can't appoint an acting chairperson if the chairperson is present. Either that the chairperson was not present or
they were not present. In fact, yeah, I think you also listed as present.
No.
I think you left early.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
That's why I listed as an allergy. And I've also just followed one from that one, if I may. The next one is the 1st of November. And it says the chairperson is not from the committee.
Can we go to
the
Yes, sir, just on the last page, page 2, the last sentence. It says the committee agreed that the office of the chairperson should make necessary arrangements because they wanted to attend the Eastern Cape House in Java, the out on the 23rd to 24th now. It doesn't make sense. It reads the second correspondence.
This was the invitation from the Eastern Cape Department of Local Government, the argument was the same.
Okay.
That refers to that in our.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then we can look at the minutes of the 1st of November.
Yeah. Before we do, Chair, if I may, just now coming on my point of the first paragraph, which says the chairperson welcomed committee members and department officials and extended his apologies for not attending the meeting of the 25th of October. Well, if there was a meeting on the 25th, there's minutes missing between the 17th and the 1st of November. Or maybe the 25th refers to there were some severe inputs from the acting chairperson and from Mr. Lani and from Ms. Matanyana about the way the presentation was supposed to be presented. I think we should really limit that. We can't just let that go by. It was quite curious the way they intended to treat the committee under your chairmanship at the time. So, I don't know, because we sent them packing, doesn't mean that they shouldn't be minutes.
Thank you.
Honorable Colonel, it's just pointed out to me that the last paragraph on page 4, which says, however, the committee raised a concern about the bill that was brought before them at the same time as it was in the... That is why it's the same. It's not page 1, the last paragraph. Yeah, the last, very last paragraph, which starts with, however, the committee raised a concern about the bill that was brought before them. That is why the same as introduced in the National Assembly. The proposed Section 75 bill. They wanted the latest version that would reflect the approved version by the National Assembly before they could make a statement to us. I don't know if that's a defense to the animal or not. Or is it a, I'm really a bit confused. Does that maybe refer to the meeting in the other room? Yeah, I really think for the purpose of Parliament we should have separate minutes. But then again, Chair, the sentence after that contradicts what Mrs. Rivon just said. Because then it says the committee wanted to correct both before they could make a statement in the House. The next paragraph, the next sentence says the committee considered and agreed to the bill and agreed on making a statement in the House. I don't know, you know, maybe there's something missing somewhere.
Chair, I don't know if the Honourable Watson can recall that bill that we still went on with the officials in Johannesburg and said it should be a B or a C in front of, I think it was B118B, and they still brought the A. That was in Johannesburg. And then when they came to Cape Town, they brought the B, B11 something B, should they be. And then there was just B1H, and it was supposed to be B1HD. We are separate. So I think the sentence here should just be deleted. They wanted the later version that would reflect the approved version by the National Assembly before they could make a statement in the House. I think that should just be deleted or taken out, because that is the confusing part.
Maybe that's the whole paragraph. Then it doesn't make sense either. See, the point is we did approve the book. And I would recommend that from however on page 1 up to the House on page 2 we delete it. And then I will support the book.
How would you deal with that shit?
Proposed by Honorable
close in and check on your back.
Yeah.
Second one too.
The second one too.
Yeah.
Honorable Watson said he's back. He's taken up and he support the vote of the United States.
You mean
seconds, yeah. 3 minutes, sorry.
Then, honorable member, according to the agenda, we have adopted the point.
Yeah.
Thank you. So let me take the opportunity to thank you.
Long live the day. So black is unbelievable.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Yeah.
Thank you.